This is Kaleidoscope on 91.3 WISO. Good evening. I'm Juliet Fromhold. I'm your host from now until 11 o'clock. And you know, we took a break from having guests for a couple of weeks. We had some weather get in the way. We had some flu and things. But tonight, we have a cast of thousands on deck this evening. I am very, very excited to be telling you about a couple of shows that are happening this weekend right here in the Miami Valleys. A lot of them are happening at Jilly's. And the first one we are going to talk about is Friday night. It's Captain Johnny's Whiz Bang Show. You may be familiar with the show if you were listening back in October when we first talked to some of the folks involved. It was the debut show. It's been going on for a while now. Took a break in January, but back with a vengeance in February. And I want to welcome two of the folks involved, the Reverend Tommy Gunn.
Hola.
And Caleb Kane. Welcome Hello. To both of you.
Well, thanks for having us here, Miss Juliet. How are you doing?
Doing very well. Very happy to have you here. Tommy back in the studio and Caleb for the very first time.
For the very first time. His first radio interview ever.
Making history here tonight,
folks. I know,
folks.
Exactly.
Excited.
Exactly. Well, this is, of course, Captain Johnny's Whiz Bang Show, the next big show coming up. We've been doing a regular monthly gig there at Jilly's and having a great time, not just bringing out some of the great talent in the Dayton area and the Miami Valley area, really. It's significantly larger than that, but bringing in some great people from out of town as well. But appearing once again, he's made quite an impression. I'm really excited that when Juliet contacted us and said she wanted him to come on. But Caleb Kane, the young magician right here. Not everybody realizes that young Caleb here is – Caleb, how old are you?
I am 15.
15. Couldn't even drive here by himself. At only 15 years old. And I'm sure you've got a ton of questions, but our young ingenue of – is that right for young men? Is that an appropriate term to use? I don't know.
It could be.
Good enough.
If somebody we'll roll with it.
We'll roll with it. If somebody knows the correct term, you should call and let us know. But he's here and ready to answer some questions.
That's right. Well, Caleb, I wanna start off and ask you, you are a young performer, a young magician. How did you get started? I mean, from an early age, were you always saying, I want to be on the stage performing, or?
Well, the way I got started was actually my dad. When I was little, when I was like 9 or 10, my dad showed me my first coin trick, and I thought it was amazing. It was blew my mind. And after that, I just started picking up decks of cards, kind of playing with them, figuring out how they work, and eventually got my dad to buy me a couple trick books of like how to do a good card trick, how to do. And I just from there it started to flow. It just kind of came to me.
When you first got interested in doing magic and doing illusions, did you think, oh, this is just something I want to do around the house? Or was the goal always to be up on stage?
Well, at first I just thought it was a cool hobby. I never really had intentions of doing what I'm doing now. And the fact that I'm doing what I'm doing is incredible to me. It's just I never pictured myself doing this, and it's amazing that I'm here. I love it.
When did you take that first step from, you know, learning tricks and performing around the house to getting up on the stage in front of people? What was your first gig?
My first gig would have to be the Masquerade. It was
What year was that? You were how old when we did that?
Oh my gosh, I think I was 11.
You were 11. We Freak Show Deluxe had been hired as the entertainment for the Masquerade. We were coming back through the Dayton, Ohio area in October, what it normally is, and so we brought in a huge crew. And of course, I had known young Mr. Kane here for a little bit and had known his family, and that's how we sort of got in. And we said, well, we really have a need for another performer. How about we really want to bring them some unexpected things, which is what Freak Show Deluxe really did for the Masquerade that year. And so we brought Caleb in at 11 years old, and we set him up at a table near the entrance because it was circus themed. That was the whole thing. And he did magic, just prestidigitation, coin tricks, card tricks. You do cup and balls too?
Yes.
Like small in his little suit. He looks so cute. Got a little pinch of jeans. But people were walking around like, oh, what is this? And then we're really just blown away by how really, because it's that thing. He had that, look, I'm a cute little kid. And you're like, oh, I'm going to be nice to this kid doing his thing. And then you're like, oh my gosh, I don't believe what I've how did that happen? How did that work? I don't even know. So, and it went from there. And we've been working with Caleb ever since for, with Freak Show Deluxe, and he's been on tour with us now a couple of times, and traveled around and done really, you know, just to see him just as good as he was just even to start out with, and then to grow in leaps and bounds. And I think in the Whiz Bang show, he's really breaking even some new ground.
Absolutely, absolutely. If you folks haven't gotten a chance to see Caleb on stage, Captain Johnny's Whiz Bang is the perfect opportunity. It's this Friday night at Jilly's. We will get some details up on our Facebook page, facebook.com/kaleidoscope radio. All of the performers are listed there. Caleb, when you started performing, was it difficult to sort of, you know, step out of your kind of regular life, you know, being in school and being a kid and, you know, going on tour with a group of adults and performing on stage, you know, for a lot of adults?
It was definitely a big change. I mean, the first time I really started to notice it was in school when friends just started to walk up to me and say, "Hey, will you do a trick? Hey, can you do this? I saw you on YouTube. That was amazing." And it was just, I thought that was cool that I had stepped out of a normal life, per se, and just started to do a different, my own type of thing, and I loved it.
Awesome. I'll tell you what he loved. That was awesome. Was the we did Freak Show Deluxe was brought in for a couple of weekends because Freak Show Deluxe, we're based in LA now. We still have a really big connection with the Miami Valley. That's where we started, and that's where we were originally from. The founding members are originally from, and now. And so we were at the Haunted Trail in Middletown. Yeah. And we were there. We were very excited. And we had just a couple shows set. And so we get out there like, wow, this is like a big crowd. They're really awesome. And like, hey, I'm so-and-so. Hey, I'm so-and-so. And it's Caleb Kane. And all these girls are screaming, yelling. Like, oh, he's so cute. And it's like the Beatles. It was like he's like the magic equivalent of the Beatles walking out on the stage right there.
Well, in talking about kind of, you know, the magic equivalent of the Beatles, are there any performers in the magic world today that you sort of look to as influences or icons, people that you look to kind of study their performance style?
Yeah, my favorite would have to be the Anti-Conjurer, Dan Sperry. He's just a big inspiration to me. Because his magic is different than what you would think regular magic is. And I kind of took that as you don't have to be what every magician is. You can be your own thing. You can do your own version. And he's just amazing to me, just what he does. And I've studied him and studied how he works, how he's on stage, and kind of took that and turned it into my own version. My own character, per se.
Tell them who some of your other influences are. Because it's not, I mean, Dan Sperry is great and is definitely an influence, but I know that there's some others. Why don't you see if there's any others that people recognize?
There's definitely Penn and Teller because their duo is, they gel together. They're amazing with what they do. There's David Blaine. David Blaine's amazing because I love the fact that he takes his own body into consideration and puts it on the line with certain things he does and the fact that he performs in the street. He's not always on stage. I think that's cool. Those are just definitely my top three.
When you've been working on your act, is it equally as important to you to develop your persona as a performer in addition to developing the illusions and the tricks that you're doing for the audience?
Yeah, the character is very important to me, just because if there's not a character, there's not a performance, because you got to have that character in order for the audience to connect with you. Because if there's no character, it's like, oh, look what he's doing, it's cool. But with me, the character just gels it all together, makes it fit on a personal level.
And that's your personal connection with that personal connection with the audience, which I think we've seen, you know, which we've seen grow predominant, you know, we've seen grow a lot, and it was pretty good in the first place. So to see that sort of thing, you know, where you really see the connection with the audience who's thrilled by not just what they're seeing or their disbelief in what they're seeing, but very grounded in the person performing it at the same time, really makes a huge difference. And I think it's true with the magic. It's true with the sideshow stuff. It's true with the burlesque dancers, the musicians, you know, anything that you're going to see, even the circus who's going to be. We've got a circus troupe who's performing at this next whiz bang show, which is going to really make a big difference, I think, for people, too.
And Tommy, as a more seasoned performer, what's it been like for you to watch Caleb, you know, develop, you know, from an 11-year-old just starting out to, you know, having done this for a few years and really coming into his own as a performer?
Ah, such a pain in the butt. Oh, no, I'm just teasing. It's really, you know, it's really been great having and getting to have Caleb on the road with us a little bit, I think, made a difference, too. He's getting that seasoning. That is really a difference of doing, you know, having to do 4 or 5 shows a day for days on, you know, for 2 weeks on end of like doing 4 or 5 shows every day in the rain and in the sun and and everything like that, and having to work with the rest of the group and getting to see the influences in live performance that he gets to see and that we get to see as well. From, you know, the variety of different performers that he gets to work with on a regular basis. You know, that Caleb is not just a young man sitting in front of a mirror doing card tricks. I mean, he is out working with Western performers, worked with some wild animal acts. We met these great people who run these wild animal acts and the monkey shows and the, you know, these ground acts, as well as a lot of other magicians, and not just, you know, great magicians like Penn and Teller, who are, you know, absolutely amazing. But also getting to see some guys who are regularly making their everyday, day-to-day living as magicians and illusionists. Caleb's, you know, he's been looked at by, there's a place in Hollywood, California that we, Freak Show Deluxe, is very associated with called the Magic Castle. It's on a golf place. It's an actual private club for illusionists and magicians, an invitation-only sort of place. And you can see, you know, just phenomenal talent there. And Caleb is someone that they've been really sort of keeping an eye on from afar, you know, but it's you have to be over 21 to go in. So we've been sort of holding off on that. But they've really been interested in seeing how much he's growing. And because Caleb's been with adults and performing with adults primarily, has also changed the playing field of having to bring him up like, oh, no, you don't just get to – you know, you don't, and I think it's tough for him. He doesn't get to play the card of like, I'm just a kid, you know, I'm only 12 years old. What do you want me to do? Like, well, you got to play, you know, you're playing on a much bigger field. And I think what we see with Caleb is what you probably saw when you were looking at Buster Keaton growing up with his family on stage at a very young age and performing. You're looking at the Marx Brothers, looking at, you know, just a lot of those kind of guys who grow up in vaudeville and burlesque and that sort of thing. Jerry Lewis, the others, from a very young age and being on stage and getting to work. And you don't see that so much anymore. There aren't that many families doing it. So it's great. It's a great thing to see. You know, the hard, I will be honest with you, the hard part, of course, is that he's a teenager. And he's all like, I want, like, this doesn't work unless my hair's in my face. You know, there's those sorts of things that, you know, teenagers like to do, or, you know, as an adult, you're like, oh, come on. You're gonna feel really silly in a few years. Trust me, Kate. You smoke this cigar. No, give me that. Give me that back.
Caleb, what's it been like for you getting to travel and getting to work with all these different types of acts and to sort of get to interact with and perform with people who have been doing this, you know, for only a short amount of time, as well as people who have been doing this for a long time. How has that influenced what you're doing?
It's influenced quite a bit, because just being on stage and being backstage with some of the performers, it's an amazing experience. You learn so much. I mean, I've learned so much from Tom over here, and I've learned just, there's so many that it's taught me, just being backstage and on stage and touring, getting to see different things, different ways people do stuff. It's a big help to me, and I think it's incredible just being able to do what I do.
Do you think as many like what not to do as much as like what to do? Like, can't do that.
Definitely.
You know, Caleb's got the influence that I think he's really thought about. You know, he gets to meet a lot of dancing girls and a lot of, you know, these burlesque girls and stuff like that. And, you know, that's always, certainly, you know, when I was a 15-year-old boy, that was thrilling. You know, not that young, and it's still kind of thrilling sometimes.
Before you started with magic, did you think that performing was something that you wanted to do with your life? Did you have any sort of sense of that was what you wanted for your future?
Yes, I did, because I remember being in elementary school, I used to think ventriloquism was amazing. I thought it was the coolest thing. I got a puppet, and I remember doing the talent show, and I love being on stage. I love to entertain people. I love to see the smile you get, the reactions you get. It makes me, myself as a person, happy. So I just, performing, I've always kind of pictured myself as wanting to entertain people.
Well, you had, what are some of the other things? Let her know some of the, because you know, it's not like you've just sat and done magic. I didn't know you did event act. We're going to have to work on that. We'll have to bring that out for another show. But what are some of the other things that you've done? I mean, you've also played sports and done, so what is some of the other stuff you've done?
Well, I played football from kindergarten to seventh grade. I loved football. Football was fun for me. I liked the contact, the roughness, the thrill. I was trying to drum for a little bit and then realized I had no rhythm at all.
Wow, dear, I'm sure your parents were thrilled with the day you finally realized that was the case. But you were doing MMA training, yeah, and stuff like that too, right?
I fought MMA for 4 years. I had a record of 21-0.
Wow.
Which I thought was incredible. I trained in Muay Thai, Brazilian Jiu-Jitsu, and boxing.
So watch out heckling him, because it's not going to work. You're going to find yourself in a lot of trouble.
Do you think doing training like that and doing sports and things like that has helped your ability to, you know, to focus and to stay on your toes and to, you know, really, you know, be kind of in the moment when you're on the stage, in the same way that you would have to be kind of in the moment in a game situation or a competition situation?
Yeah, definitely. Because when doing MMA kind of trains your body mentally, physically, how to contain yourself, how to keep things under control. And on stage that helps a lot, especially when doing escapes like straitjacket escapes, underwater escapes. It all helps just because your body's kind of in that state that you've already learned from past experiences. And football helped because it kind of toughened me up. So if I hurt myself on stage or something, I don't really show it. It all helped in the end.
Very cool. Well, we're going to come back and talk some more, because I want to talk more about this escape thing. And Caleb is going to do a magic trick for us live on the air. We're going to tell you more about what's happening this Friday night at Jilly's. It's Captain Johnny's Whiz Bang Show. And we've got some other things to talk about as well. And kind of the guy that's in the link between both of them is standing by in the performance space, ready to play some live music for you. He is kind of the resident house musician at Captain Johnny's Whiz Bang. He's also involved in the Last Waltz show Sunday night at Jilly's, which we're going to be telling you about a little later on in the show. So before we go any further, I'm going to hand things over to Mr. Todd the Fox for some live music. This is Kaleidoscope on WISO.
Yeah. Thank you. she won't have me. Can't have nobody.
Todd the Fox, live on Kaleidoscope on 91.3 WISO. You going to do one more for us, Todd?
Yeah.
All right.
Caleb was talking about those escape things, and I was sitting here thinking, what can I do? What's a song that I can do that I know it's about getting away, about escaping? I got it. Here's one. It's an old tune called Lay Me Down a Pallet on Your Floor. Won't you lay me down, pallet on your floor? Won't you lay me down, pallet on your floor? Lay me down a pallet, make it soft and low. Just make it so my good girl never know. Eat my breakfast here, my dinner in Tennessee. Eat my breakfast here, my dinner in Tennessee. Breakfast here, darling, my dinner in Tennessee. Well, come the morning, don't tell me where I'll be. Won't you lay me down, pallet on your floor? Won't you lay me down, pallet on your floor? Lay me down, pallet, make it soft and low. Just make it so my good girl never know. We're sleeping here, my back end's getting tired. We're sleeping here, my back end's getting tired. Sleeping here, darling, my back end's getting tired. Well, things turn over and I'll try it on the other side. Won't you lay me down, pallet on your floor? Won't you lay me down, pallet on your floor? Lay me down a pallet, make it soft and low. Just make it so my good girl never know. Don't you let my good girl catch you here. Don't you let my good girl catch you here. She might shoot you, she might cut you and stab you too. Well, come the morning, don't tell what she'll do. Won't you lay me down, pallet on your floor?
lay me down, pal, on your floor. Lay me down, pal, make it soft and low. Well, make it so my good girl never know. Lay me down, pal, make it soft and low. Make it so my good girl never know.
Todd the Fox live on Kaleidoscope on 91.3 WISO. We're going to be back to chat with him here in just a little while, so stay tuned. He's going to be performing at Captain Johnny's Whiz Bang this Friday night at Jilly's. He's also a part of Such a Night, a recreation of Last Waltz. That's Sunday night at Jilly's. We'll tell you more about that here in a little while.
Is he just going to camp there the whole time? Is he going to?
I think so. Yeah. Todd's just going to.
You're just going to stay there, right? You're not going to leave? Because, you know, that's two shows that whole weekend.
Well, I hate to be the one to point this out, but I got one on Saturday, too. So I got to hit the road on Saturday. Yeah,
oh,
I gotta,
this guy.
That's the thing.
Wow.
Someone bounces a nickel across the road, I chase it as hard as I can.
Well, yeah.
Yeah. Matter of fact, I just got done putting all the new dates up on ToddTheFox.com today. So I'm
right
prepared
on.
For once.
Nice.
Check it out, ToddTheFox.com. You can chase him around the Miami Valley because I think he's going to be all over the place this weekend.
No, I don't think you should chase him. Chase the girl he's with, Lisa Bunny. She's hot.
That's fair enough. Yeah, I'm okay with that.
All right, good. That's good.
As long as you don't catch her, you can chase her. As long as you don't catch her.
Well, we're going to talk more with Todd here in just a little while. I want to go back to Reverend Tommy Gunn and Caleb Kane, who are also a part of Captain Johnny's Whiz Bang. And before we had the musical interlude, Caleb, you mentioned that as part of your act, you do some escapes. Tell me about that. How do you figure out kind of what you want to do and work through that process of formulating an escape act?
Well, I kind of sit there and I think what would make the audience feel uncomfortable in the sense of my safety. So I always try to push that limit and make them feel scared for my life when I'm in danger, but I feel comfortable. I'm actually coming up with a escape that's going to be probably one of the most dangerous I've done. It's going to be called the Watery Grave. It's going to be a coffin-shaped box that will be sealed shut, steel box, sealed shut, filled with water. There'll only be two holes in the top for my hands to go through so they can be handcuffed on the outside. My neck will be shackled to my wrists. My wrists will be shackled to my feet, and my waist will be shackled down to the box. So that'll be a fun one to watch out for.
You've like already succeeded in the uncomfortableness because I'm getting nervous just hearing about it.
Like, just sounds like marriage. I don't know. That's where I'm at. Really, Kayla's biggest fear, I think, and rightfully so, is doing shows with us. So certainly, you know, when he's working with us because we're older, you know, Freak Show Lex has tried several members, present company included, maybe have tried to fix it. So it is really hard for him to get, you know, when he can't just get out of those things. I don't want anyone to think that there's some sort of gaffe or some sort of trick involved. I mean, he practices and he does really well, but there's plenty of times where we're like, you know, he seems to be getting out of this really easy. Yeah, I think so too. You know, we need another like 3 minutes on this show. Why don't we make it harder? Raise the bar and see how he does, you know. So don't ever think that, you know, we cut him any slack because he's, you know, younger. We just don't. I don't believe child labor laws.
Happen.
I've heard about child labor laws. I don't have anything to do with them.
Yeah. When in the course of your performing did you decide to add the escape element to your act?
I would say I started to add escapes when I started seeing escapes done by big name magicians like Chris Angel, Penn and Teller, of the reaction that they got from the audience for risking their lives. And my dad did not want me trying those. He was not comfortable with them at all at first, but it took a couple years of convincing and telling him, I'll be fine, I'll practice all the time, and that doesn't happen. But I still have done well with escapes and gets a great reaction. So
that audience reaction has got to be It sounds like it's a really powerful thing. When I talk to bands, we always talk about that kind of give and take between, you know, the performer and the audience. Kind of what's your take on that as a performer?
For me, if the audience isn't cheering and screaming, hooting and hollering, I'm not doing my job. Because I want the audience to feel like they've never felt before. I want them to be amazed, astounded, exhilarated, everything possible that I can give them a feeling during that show. If that's disgust, excitement, sadness, whatever, as long as you're feeling that feeling, I'm doing my job.
So the goal is to kind of get them kind of out of their box as sort of passive viewers and get them kind of actively participating on an emotional level.
Yes, definitely. Because if you're not participating with what I'm doing, I'm not doing my job.
Well, and they're missing out. I think Captain Johnny's whiz bang, like a lot of the shows, it's a very visceral experience, but it's also a very audience interactive experience. This isn't you don't get to just come and sit passively and watch what goes on. You really get pulled up into what's happening, and things are happening all around you. And in everything that goes on, whether it's Caleb Kane's amazing magic or the illusions, whether it's Circus Mojo's coming out and doing some juggling this time, the fantastically talented Todd the Fox, we're looking at some burlesque dancers like Eden Flesh, who's well known around the Dayton area, is going to be here. We're premiering a brand new burlesque dancer to the area. This is will actually be her big stage premiere, Lucy Fern. And a lot of people very excited to see her hit the stage for the first time. And then, of course, our fabulous game show. What's in her box? What's in Sunny Wonderland's box? Well, if you want to know, my friends, then you need to come out and be a part of that show. And, of course, our host, Captain Johnny Whizbang. No one will be left unscathed by the time he's done. So it's really, people are up out of their seats. They're running around. It's just, it's a great time.
And I have to say, the last show, there were a couple of first timers in the audience that I knew, and I didn't know they were coming, and I ran into them afterwards, and they said the most fun part for them was kind of the unexpected aspect of it. They knew about a couple of the performers, and they thought they knew what they were getting into, but they were really excited by the surprises around every turn. And I think you guys do a great job of kind of keeping the show unexpected.
We've sort of been looking at that aspect of it. I mean, when you go to see any one of these performers in a place, a venue, and you're paying, $5 to $10 to go in and see a Freak Show Deluxe show or to see a Magic Show or to see the Circus Mojo. But then to come here, get to see all of these performers, Eden Flesh and Sonny and everybody else in one place for less than that. I mean, it's only a $7 ticket. It's a 9 o'clock show, so it's plenty of time to come down to Jilly's, come into downtown Dayton, go there, go have dinner, see that show. Still have plenty of time to go out and do the great things that are downtown. And certainly that may include taking the cast of Captain Johnny's Whiz Bang Show out on the town, buying them a few drinks and seeing what happens from there. It is entirely fine, except for Caleb. Obviously, get him some milk and cookies or something. The kids drink these days. I don't know. it's a totally different experience to be able to come down and do that.
And it is it's a different type of entertainment, and as Tommy mentioned, it is a tight show. It is two acts, and you will have time to go do this and still make it over to see a rock show later in the evening, or go over to Vex or whatever it is you're gonna do. So make it a part of your evening of entertainment on Friday night. It's kind of the perfect smorgasbord of interesting and exciting and unexpected.
Well, to see these great acts from Dayton on stage with great acts from all over the country, I think there's no one, as far as I know, there's no one else in Dayton doing that kind of thing right now. This show came out of the unfortunate the postponement of Dayton's Dirty Little Secret show, which was a great variety show. And when they were forced to sort of take a hiatus, we were very honored to sort of talk to those guys, be like, we want to step in, and they said yes, please do, to make sure that this keeps happening.
Absolutely. It's a type of entertainment that is very classic in a way, but is almost very, very new to a lot of people around here.
I was talking with a couple people, some older people who came to the last show, and they were telling me, well, when I was younger, I used to come into downtown Dayton and I would go to the different theaters and see, you know, they'd bring in these variety and burlesque reviews through town that would come through on a regular basis. And now there isn't. So this reminds me of that. And it's great to be here and see this, you know, and see this happening and get to be a part of it, too. So, I, you know, come down and see everything that's old is new again, as it were. And this is the perfect opportunity. That includes me, I guess.
It's Captain Johnny's Whiz Bang Friday night at Jilly's in downtown Dayton. We've got details on our Facebook page. We're at facebook.com/kaleidoscope radio. And before we go, Caleb, I believe you've got a magic trick for us.
Yes, I do.
No, wait, this isn't some magic trick where you're like, look, I'm holding the card in my hand. What, this is something that people at home are going to be able to be a part of, yes?
Oh, yes, definitely.
Get ready.
It's going to be a
magic over the radio.
Magic over the radio.
Beyond
all right.
The magic of radio.
It's going to be a mind reading effect. I'm going to try to read your mind, even though I can't see you or obviously don't know who you are or where you're at. So this will be fun. What I want everybody to do right now that's listening, I want you to think of a number between 1 and 10. But, gentlemen, I want you to think of an odd number. And, ladies, I want you to think of an even number.
That includes you, John. Odd number. Do it. You know who you are. Do it. Odd number. Okay.
I want you to lock that number in your mind. What I'm going to do is I'm going to recite a couple descriptions along with that number. And when you hear your number and the description that corresponds to it, I want you to remember that description. 1, precious metal. 2, yarn. 3, cutlery. 4, golden color. 5, highly polished. 6, ball. 7, sharp. 8, cat's toy. 9, carving tool. 10, round. Now I want you to lock that description in your mind. Don't forget it. Ever. Now, what's going to happen is I'm going to name a couple objects. I want you to lock the object in your mind that best corresponds with the description that I have just given you. Blue felt tip pen, penny postage stamp, shining silver, carving knife, yellow ball of yarn, original oil painting, old felt hat, South Sea Island, Western stagecoach, antique clock, China coffee cup. Now, I want you to remember that object. I don't want you to forget it. I want you, everybody that's participating right now, I want you to close your eyes and put your hands out in front of you. And I want you to visualize that object falling from the sky into your hands. I want you to visualize that object. I'm going to try to read your mind of what object is falling. I want you to visualize it. Gentlemen, you might want to be careful because what is falling from the sky to your hands is a carving knife. But ladies, you don't have to be as careful because all that's falling into your hands is just a simple yellow ball of yarn. And there you go. That's the trick. If I got it right, great. If I didn't, well,
you did something wrong. You did something wrong. That was good. What did you say? What did you think, Todd?
If he got it right, you need to make sure to come out Friday night and make sure to tell him. And more importantly, if he got it wrong, come out Friday night and make sure to tell him.
That's exactly right.
It's Captain Johnny's Whiz Bang this Friday night at Jilly's. You will get to see the wonderful illusionist Caleb Kane. You'll get to see Todd the Fox performing Captain Johnny, all sorts of other wonderful performers. Come on out. Details on our Facebook page. We're at facebook.com/kaleidoscope radio.
Caleb wants you to know that really you should Twitter him. You should get on his Twitter right now and tell him his Twitter. It's Caleb with a K, K-A-L-E-B-K-A-N-E, 10-10. And Twitter him and let him know whether or not you got it. Now, we looked at the people who were like watching and listening right now, and they all, you know, the guys and the girls both were both nodding up and down like, yes, that was exactly it. Don't lie. You know that that's what you were thinking too. So, but let us know. Come out to the show. This year, you're going to see this and more. If you're lucky, we may string Caleb Kane up from somewhere and see if he can escape out of it.
Captain Johnny's Whiz Bang this Friday night at Jilly's. Caleb, Tommy, thank you so much for being here.
Anytime.
And we'll be back with more from Todd the Fox, and we're going to be talking with Jeff Opt about Such a Night, the Last Waltz recreation / tribute / all-around awesome show happening Sunday night at Jilly's. Stay tuned. More coming up here on Kaleidoscope on 91.3 WYSO.